Hi, this is Mr. Williford from Colton Joint Unified School District, and it's time for another passing period with the principal. I'm here with Dr. Lawless from the University of Redlands, our big leader on equity in the region. How are you doing, Dr. Lawless?
I'm good.
Good. I've done a lot of research about you and learning about equity for myself and my school. My question to you right now is, why is equity so important right now in education?
Oh, it is very important. It is really needed to make things work for the diverse kids we have. Equity is important because if we want our students to be engaged, if we want our students to achieve, they have to have equitable learning conditions for engagement and achievement to happen. And to have those learning conditions to happen, our students need to feel they belong. You know, we need to know who they are, how to engage them, how they learn, how to motivate them. And some of the factors that could motivate our students are the big sense of belonging. We have to figure out how to make sure they belong in that classroom. We have to figure out how to provide them with experiences that honor their interests, that should provide them with experiences that give them the confidence the teachers believe that they can learn, so they can build that competence, and also make sure that we provide our students with activities that are meaningful to them and that are relevant and challenging, to their experiences.
So that's good. That's really good. I'm glad you clarified a lot of those specifics for us. Now, my big question, though, is going back to, so something says about the sense of belonging. Sense of belonging is so important in the classroom. How can teachers and educators really help develop that sense of belonging for students?
Well, they have to make sure that they attend to their needs, that they value who they are, regardless of their social identities, and specifically in terms of instructional strategies and materials, they have to make sure that they provide them with materials that they can relate to. Simply, literature, for example, multicultural literature might be a way of make them feel that their values are being honored and recognized in that classroom.
So your example of the literature then, so in a language arts class then, yeah, instead of reading the traditional story like a Mark Twain or Moby Dick, finding a similar text though that actually relates to the culture and identities of the kids in the class.
Yes, that's very true. You know, they can read literature such as How to Kill a Mockingbird, for example. There are many children's books that look like books for kids, but they have important values and cultural information that they share. So, very importantly, knowing who our students are, relating to their cultural identities, and honoring and valuing them.
And then by doing those things there, we can really reach out and hopefully capture all kids. I know it's hard to capture all kids, right? But if we reach out and understanding what kids' needs are, identifying what it is, finding that equity balance in the classroom, then that should lead to kids succeeding in the classroom.
Yes, because how can there be an excellent school without equity?
And that's a great quote to end on right there, right? You can't have an excellent school without equity, correct?
Yes.
So thank you, Dr. Lawless, for
taking
the time and talking with me today about equity.
All right.
And we look forward to your book coming out soon here, too, correct?
Thank you. Wonderful.
Thank you again,
You're welcome.
Thank you, Dr. Lawless.
Bye-bye.